V'loi be'ir shalzov. One of the tachshitim was that a woman should not go out with is ir shalzov. Mai be'ir shalzov. Rabbi Barbachona Omar Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim Dedave. It was Oifkekritzt Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Dedave. One of the Meforshim in the Dorim says that the Yerushalayim Dedave was the Beis HaMikdosh and the Bote Knesiyas of Yerushalayim. That was, it was molded out in gold. Kedi Ovad Lei Rabbi Kiva LeDeviso. Rabbi Kiva made a Yerushalayim Dedave for his wife, the Meseches Nedor. First let's see Tosis, I want to see a little bit was Tutzach though. V'loi be'ir shalzov. Aymer Rabbeinu Tam, the lav haynu nushke k'deperish bekunteris. Rashi in the Mishnah says that it's nushke. Now, what is nushke? So the Rosh says pshat that nushke is something that the women used to pin to their begodim al hechoze. That was nushke. It was a type of a pinna ornament that women used to wear. The Rosh and the Rosh is over here. Perish Rashi Nushke, who tachshit ogu, v'yesh be'emtza aloshin, shabay machab gemoisoi lemalbush. And, others say it was alachose. It's called botei nefesh. So, that's what Rashi says. The lav haino Nushke, the perish bekunteris, tamrinen beperik pasra de soite, mai atoris kalois, they asserd atoris kalois, Ir shalzov, mashme, the osi yu kein atoret. That it's not, that it's atoret, it's a crown. And that's how the Rosh brings down, Rabbi Netam Zalmafor, shu ogul, umasimen oisi al ha-rosh, kein atoret. The besayt, mesech the sayte, meforish atoret, skalas, haine Yerushalayim, de David. God, the Gemara says, my atoret, skalas, ir shalzov. So the Meila, first of all, we hear our machloikis exactly what this Ir Shalzov is. Rashi says it was a pin, and Taisa says it was a Torah. Now Taisa says a kash. Ravel gav dom rinen hosom bepulmish shel titis gozru ala toris chasanim vekalois. That chazal aser, that one is, that you're not allowed to wear atoris kalitz, so memeli you're not allowed to wear ir shalzov, and here the Mishnah says that you're allowed to wear, only in Shabbos you're not allowed to wear an ir shalzov, but b'vaistais b'mois achayol, you're allowed to wear an ir shalzov. V'hochaloi osrelo b'shabbos, oimer Rabbeinu Tam, so because of this kash, Rabbeinu Tam said, the davke lechasanim, the kalois gozru, v'loy l'shar b'nei odom. Zamayr dikasimch darachosin v'kalahes, and if they'll be dressed up with this choshe v'tachshit, atori shalzov, so this chazal asod, after, when Pumish shal titis came on Yerushalayim, said there were goyze, you can't have such a simcha shleime. But if one is not a choshen or kale, so the simcha is not so great, so then, Ir Shalzov is Mutter. Only in Shabbos it's also Al-Stulma Osi to take it off and to show it. That is the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chodesh Aviv says, Poshit, because of this Kashe, Rashi did not want to learn like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the Chamayu Dikishtik Teire, the only for Chasanim and Kalus Tayasa. Rashi learned that Maya Torah's Kalis Ir Shalzov. So Vaistois an Ir Shalzov they asked, but could be they asked it only B'Toiras HaTorah. I mean, we have here something an Ir Shalzov, you can make it for a crown, and you can make it for a pin. It's the same design, but it could be made into a crown, it can be made into a pin. So Rashi held that a crown, Chazal asked, that was Pul Mishal Titis. Al Tzapin, Chazal never asked it. But it, Al Tzegzeira of Pul Mish, the Pul Mishal Titis. But in Shabbos, it's also Al Tzdum also to take it off and to show it. That's how the Chodesh Aviv wants to end for Rashi. Verkehrt, Rabbeinu Tam's Kash is a Raya to Rashi. The Rishash and the Megina Shloime say a very Gishmak Ezach. The Gemara, they say that the Emerson, the Rabbeinu Tam's Kash is the Gemara's Kash. V'loi Be'ir Shalzov. So the Gemara asks, my Be'ir Shalzov? What's Be'ir Shalzov? Rabbi Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim Dedave. It's very interesting. The Gemara in Soite, the Gemara says, "My Atoris Kalis, Yir Shalzov." The Gemara doesn't ask further, "My Yir Shalzov." The Gemara says, "Yir Shalzov, finished. That's Atoris Kalis." Our Gemara, "Vloy be Yir Shalzov, my be Yir Shalzov." Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim Dedave. So what is Pshat? In Shabbos, they didn't know what Yerushalzov is. So you have to say Yerushalayim Dedave, and in Soite, Maya Torah's Kalos Yerushalzov. So they say a Gevaldik Yevot. The Gemara, not the Gemara didn't know what Yerushalzov. The Gemara knew what Yerushalzov is. But the Gemara fact, might be Yerushalzov. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Yerushalzov is Osar on Shabbos? It's Osar a whole week. So the Gemara says, Yerushalayim Dedave. No, Yerushalzov, if you'll have Monsi, this is also a Gansavoch. Yerushalayim, Meshkechei Yerushalayim, Tishka, Amlei Al Yerushalayim, Aroysim Chosi, Yerushalayim, they were matter. Yerushalayim did not go into the Gzeire. That is Pgufi Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. That's what the Rishash wants to say. That the Gemara's Kasha is, why might be Yerushalzov, Lecheire should be also a holy. So the Gemara says, Ir Shalzov is Taka also. But this is Yerushalayim de Dave. And the Gemara brings, Kidda'ov Adlei Rabbi Kiva Lidaviso. Rabbi Kiva made it for his Rebbetzin. So that's what's a Peladiki Gemara. What does the Gemara want to say over here? If the Gemara wants to tell us how it looked, so we didn't see Rabbi Kiva's Rebbetzin. So what's the Gemara? Kidda'ov Adlei Rabbi Kiva Lidaviso. So the Gemara says, well, a Yerushalayim the Dav is mutafala after the Chum. V'horaye, Rabbi Kiva made it for his Rebbetzin. So you see that this does not go into the Gzeire. So that Kufa is the pilpul in the Gemara. The pilpul in the Gemara was Taisvis Kasha, and the Gemara answers, Yerushalayim the Dav is different. Every year Shalzov is also, Yerushalayim the Dav, that is muta. Now Rashi says over here, "Kedavod le Rabbi Kiva le Devisu b'Meseches Nedarim." I think I saw someone is ma'ira this, but now I couldn't find it. But this Rashi lechayre is a pella. Kedavod le Rabbi Kiva le Devisu b'Meseches Nedarim. So you learn this Rashi. It seems that Meseches Nedarim. It says that. He made her Yerushalayim Dedave. Let us look what it says in Masechtas Nedarim. The Ramisen Goyim brings down what it says in Masechtas Nedarim. My Yir Shalzot, Omar Rabbi Babachon, Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim Dedave. The Ovid Lei, Rabbi Kiva Ledeviso. Timtze b'Masechtas Nedarim, b'Perik Hanoidam in Amavushul, Rabbi Kiva Ekatshu Lei, Baratei, the Baal Kalba Shavua. Rabbi Kiva married the daughter of Kalba Shavua. Shama Avuha Adra Ano Mikol Nichsei. He was not tzefridin at all with the Shidduch, so he asked his nechosim on them. Oslov in Sivislei Besisve, they got married in the winter. Havigonu Beitivne. They didn't have any mattresses, so they were sleeping on straw. Havimankitlo Tivne Mimazye. It's a psamachloikis in the dorim. If there was straw either in her hair or in his hair, and he took out from her hair, or she took out from his hair. Bekitzer, the aniyas looking at their hair, one could tell that they were aniyim. They lived in the gavaldik edachkis because there was straw coming out from the hair. Omar lo, so he told her. He says, now you have straw in your hair. Yavoili, if I would have money, Remina loch Yerushalayim Dedave. I'd make for you Yerushalayim the David. V'skiru achar kach, shigiyu le'eloi shegodl, k'ma shomu mivov mili'atach ha'bekivet, la'ache shigiyu le'yodoi shilem lo nidroi, v'osa lo Yerushalayim the David. So Betzim, this doesn't say in the Gemara Nedorim. The Gemara Nedorim only says that he told they would make Yerushalayim the David. That's what it says in the Gemara Nedorim. Tosfos in Nedorim says, u'b'Shabbos mevuah, that he made it. Just like nun the Gemara. But doesn't say bechlal in the Gemara Nedorim that he said he would make it. Let's see, bring down a Yerushalmi, a Merdek Yerushalmi. La'achas shegi yodoi shilom lo nidre v'osu le'shlaim de David. V'gmore dohode in pirke de b'nei maroven de Yerushalmi in b'mei sheyoitzis omri ma'ise b'Rav Akiva sha'osu le'ishtoi ir shal zot. Chomsa itzei de Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel's wife saw that she went out with an ir shal zot v'kenias bay. So she was jealous. Osu v'omre kami baylo. So she told the Nazar Sadoch, see what her husband has to do. Look at Rabbi Kiva. That's what you get for a wife. Oh, my Lord, my harvest of the lee, k'moy the harvest of the lay, tabezavnes min kliyosa de sare v'yevina lay, buhu loy b'yeraisa. This is machlokes what the kliyosa de sare is. Others say that she cut off her hair and she sold it to make a shetel. In order that he should learn. Others said she sold the tichel. So sometimes she covered her hair with a shmata or something. That al kaponim, she was mevaza herself in order that he should be able to learn. The Goyin in Mishle says the tachshitim that was bought from the husbands wasn't stamazah. That was to show the gewaldike mailas that the wives had. So Rabbi Gamliel said Rabbi Kiva's wife was deserving of such a tachshit and you're not deserving of such a tash. Malkaponim, this Rashi is very interesting. Kedavar amgilu davisa b'meseches nedon. Tana rabona, loiseitze isha b'ir shalzov. A woman should not go out b'ir shalzov, like it says in the Mishnah. V'im yotzeso, so we have here now a three-way machlokes. Chayeves chatos, Divrei Rav Meir. The Meir holds she's chay v'chatos. V'chachomim oimrim lo yiseitze. V'im yotzeso pturim. But it's potter avoloso. Rabbi Lezer oimer, yoytze isho v'ir sholzov l'chatchila. Chatchila you're allowed to go out. V'may komiflegi. V'amei yosovo masuyu. Rameya holds it is a masu. We'll see them in the pshat. Rameya. Some amelis of it's a masu. Some amelis chayiv chatos. It's not a tachshit. The rabbonon sovri tachshitu. Some amelis the zichon chayiv chatos. But why is she not permitted to go out? Dil mishofa machvilei. Vosil asuye. Abelezer sova man darko lemepek beir shalzov. Isha Cheshuvah, this was a very, very expensive tachshit. So only an Isha Cheshuvah would wear such a thing. The Isha Cheshuvah le Meshalve Amach ve Kalila. An Isha Cheshuvah, it's below her dignity to go and take it off and show. We cook for the Vitans, you don't, some Emele. So that's the svara of Rabbi Lezer. The Rishonim say, the Chachomim hold that since this was so choshev, this was meiridik choshev, this Yir Shalzov, so Memele, even an Isha Cheshuvah, she couldn't resist. That means even though it's not lefi kvoido to take it off the show, but it's mamish meiridik, so she would also take it off the show. That's the machloikis, Rabbi Lozor, and the Chachomim. That means in Yisod, the Chachomim are also moide that an Isha Cheshuvah would not take off a poshet to tachshit. That's zichemar, it's not lefi kvoide. But the Ir Shel Zov, she couldn't resist taking it off. And then Rabbi Lozor says, no, the her chshivas holds her back, restrains her, she won't take it off. Now Rameya holds that this is a masri. Rameya holds yechayiv chatos. So you have to understand what's the svara of Rameya. So the Taisus HaRosh and the Rashba say, Gor Antrosanta Svore. It's Loi Tachshit, Tara Tachshit, Levisha Yesh Boi Koivid Masui Godu. It was a very heavy chunk, it was a brick of gold. Shel Zov, She'enoi Osoi Ki'im Laharais Oisher. There's a tachshit, and there's something laharis oisha. Laharis oisha is not a tachshit. That's laharis oisha. It's another musig in ganzen. That's a masoy already. It's a big yetzer hara, maybe laharis oisha. But al koponim, this is not a tachshit. This is a different musig in ganzen. That's how the rishonim learn. There's a meyadike interesting rishash. The Rishash wants to say a different bio in Rav Meir. The Rishash says as follows. The Rishash says, Rav Meir soiver masuyu. It's a masuyin yechayiv chatos. She says, L'chayre yifle, halayvade tachshitu. Why is it a masuy? The nearly the svir elel Rav Meir, given the rabbonon osro liskashit bo b'shabes lechatchile kechachomim, memele nitlo mimenu shem tachshit b'yom shabes. So he says a gor interesante zach that since Chazal answered it, so one is not permitted to wear such a tachshit. So memele, so it loses the shem tachshit. Bahave kemasu. Ubaze osui kemin choyme mai de mishani abaye le kamon and daf kufla metches omed aleph. Now, there's a very shvere gemor and daf kufla metches omed aleph, and the Rishash says the way he said pshat and Rav Meir it's gewaldig. The gemor and daf kufla metches omed aleph mentions a svore we had once mentioned already that Rav Sheshe says there can never be a machloikis in two extremes. Mi ike midi, derabonon mechai vichatos, rabbeleza sholat chadchila. There can't be such a thing that according to one tana yechai vachatos, and according to another tana it's mutter lachadchila. So Rabbi Yosef asked the makashe. So Rabbi Yosef asked, maskiv lo Rav Yosef, alom aloi, aloi ir shel zov, derameya, mechayiv chatas. Rav Elezer shoy lechatchile, desanye, leiseitze, isho, beir shel zov. Vim yotzo, chayev es chatas, divrei rameya. Vachachamim oimim leiseitze, vim yotzo ptura. Rav Elezer oimer, yoitze isho, beir shel zov lechatchile. So memele, so you see, klal, there's a machlekes in two extremes. Rameyel Yechayev Chatas, and Rabbeleza also is mutl lachatchila. So you see, there could be such a machlekes. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye answered them, Mi sovres Rabbeleza ad Rameyel koi, the Omar Chayeves Chatos, Rabbeleza geta for Rameyel, ad Rabbonen koi, dom ripot Rabbeleza. Amalohu iyo muta lechatchila. He's not choylik on Rav Meir. He's choylik on the Chachamim. So lechayr the Gemara is very difficult to understand. I mean, this one is Rav Meir that holds that Yechayiv Chatos, and he holds that it's muta. So the Rishash says the way he said is gewaldig good, because the whole svar of Rameya was because, not it's a masri, since Chazal asked to wear it, so it loses the shame tachshit. So therefore it's a masri. And so if Rabbi Lezer din is chaylik with the Chachamim, and he said the Chazal didn't ask it, so the Yisayda Machloikis is that Chazal asked to wear it al tachshit. The Chachamim they did aser, And Rav Elazar holds they didn't ask her. And Rav Meir says, according to the Chacham, that they asked it with Teiras Tachshe, it's a Memel, it's a Masoi. But Napshat, so the whole Machloikis of the Machloikis between Bemis and Rav Meir and the Chachamim, if there is a Isser Tachshe, does it become a Masoi? But Rav Elazar says there's no Isser Tachshe, so the Machloikis, Rav Elazar and the Chachamim isn't the Din Tachshe. The Machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim is, if there's an Isser to wear it, if it becomes a Masoi. So like this, the Rishash is Takem Meiradik. Like this, the way the Rishash is Pshat, the Gemara's Teretz is Givaldi. I thought the Etzim Svore of the Rishash is Be'emerson Azer Gishmakish Svore, and the Minchas Chinuch speaks about such a Svore. The Minchas Chinuch in Simen Shin Yud Gimel clears a Shaila, if a person will wear shoes on Yom Kippur, if you're chayiv al tzaitza, since there's an isser levishis manu, so it does not become, that's not considered a malbish. A malbish is not only that which is worn, a malbish is that which is permitted to be worn. And if the halacha says this is not permitted to be worn, so it doesn't have a teiris malbish. So Mamela, so the Minchas Chinuch says, if a person wears a pair of shoes on Yom Kippur, he's chayav al tzaitzot. And he brings a raya from a Rashi in Erevin. Rashi in Erevin says that if you hold Shabbos is man tefillin, and a person will wear two pairs of tefillin, so on the second pair he'll be chayav al tzaitzot. So Rashi says, why is he chayav al tzaitzot? So Rashi says, is he not allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin? If you hold Shabbos man tefillin. So Rashi says, because of Shabbos is zman tefillin, so on the second pair he's oiva and bal toisiv. So since he's oiva and bal toisiv on the second pair, so mamela it becomes a masui. That's what Rashi says. So the b'etzim, this is a yesoid of a Rashi in Erevin. Rashi in Erevin says that something that there's an isa levishe becomes a masui. Zakte minches chinuch, so ibazoi, so since there's an isa levishe on a manol shel oil, so there is a Issa Teitzo. That's what he wants to say. So then he clears a Shaila, but could be, it's totally in a Machlikis, a Rishonim, if the Issa Levishis Manu, Nilus HaSandal is awesome in a Teira, mid a Rabbonon. There's a Machlikis, a Rishonim, if the Hey Yinuyim is awesome in a Teira, only Achil Ashti is awesome in a Teira. The other Nuyim is awesome in a Rabbonon. So he says, if it's awesome in a Rabbonon, could be, then there won't be an Issa Reitzo. But then he says, it's not Mestava to be Mechalik. If there's an Issa Darabonon, you'll also be Oivar HaNoitzo. As is it to Minchas Chinuch. So Lechayre, very nice. Betzim, this is the Chameya Svore. According to the Rishash, this is Chameya Svore. But the Chameya Zog Nitazoi. The Chameya say, it's not cool. I mean, the whole Bameish is Nishvi Rameya. Bameish Yoitzo, all the Tachshitim. Vim yotzo, eina chayev es chatos. I mean, the Mishnah says klo, the Stam Mishnah says you're not chayev a chatos. And so l'chayre lulei, the Minchas Chinuch, one could say, maybe there's a chilek between Adereis and Adarabonim. Like others mention Asvore, Mekadish b'Yisurei Hanodi, Adereis is eina Mekadeshes. Makadish b'isur another rabbonon. There's a whole tumult. Why is einam mikudeshes? It's not so poshut why it should be einam mikudeshes. As she says, because called the makadish adaita the rabbonon makadish v'avkin rabbonon l'kedushin minei. B'maisis from Rashi me'iker adin isuri another rabbonon should be mikudeshes. Rab Shimon says pshat in Rashi that pshat is as follows: isuri another yeraise if the Torah said that this one is not permitted to have benefit from it. So it loses the whole shivis of shavyas, of momen. It's worthless. The Torah says this is something, this is like samamovis, this one should not derive any benefit from it. So the iso di raise is mafkiya, the shame momen and the shame shavyas of the iso ano. So memela makadish bisuri ano da raise is poshitayna mekadeshis. He didn't give her anything. Makadish b'isuri anod rabbonon, So the Rabbanon can't change the Chefze. It's money. No, the Chachomim do not permit her to use the money. No, so if a person gives Anisha money and he's standing with a gun not to use it, so that's not Mafkiya the Kedushin. He gave her money and she has money, but someone's not letting her to use it. The Chachomim are not enabling her to use the money, but as if she got money. Therefore, Rashi has to say that Psanusvar called the Mekadesh and died to the Rabbon of Mekadesh. Mafkiya the Rabbon of Kedushin minay. That's what Rav Shimon says Pshat in Rashi. This is a Rashi in Psoch. So al kaponim lule the minches chinuch. One could say that the whole machloikis between the Rab Meir and the Chachomim is if an iser the Rabbonon can be mafkia the shame malbush v'tachshet minei. Rab Meir held an iser the Rabbonon could also be mafkia. The Chachomim hold that an iser the Rabbonon can't be mafkia. Lot given a halb tzore. But the Minchas Chinuch says that filo nilis ha-sandal is also midarabonon. It's also a masui. So lechoyre, betzem is nishketelach. We have a Minchas Chinuch in a reshash of Al Kaponim, but it's not only a reshash. The kash is, if the Minchas Chinuch svore is a svore, so why don't the Chachamim hold of this svore? It's not only a reshash. If you don't hold like the reshash, you see no one holds this svore. So lechayre, vish tim take the sol gemore with the lomdus of the minchas chinuch. But dachsich mir could be bechlal it's no kashe on the minchas chinuch. Bechlal it's no tushtel. Because could be the whole svar of the minchas chinuch is if there's a iser min ha-teire, there's an iser min ha-teire to wear something. So Mamela, so that is Mafkiya the shame Malba Shaboy. Zanisa to wear shoes. So Mamela doesn't have a shame mano. It's not a malbish. This is not today this should not be worn, so it doesn't have a shame malbish. By Tarshitim Lakhire, there's no Issa to wear it. There's an Issa Maisha Aina Yaitse. She's not permitted to go out in the Rishus HaRabim with it. But we have to see later. I mean, the others are amatel, others are amatel b'Rishus HaYochid. Some achloikas in this. But if we'll assume for 1 minute that b'Rishus HaYochid it is mutter. So memele is so bechlal, there's not an Issa Levisha that, you're not allowed to wear a tafshit. You're allowed to wear it. So they didn't ask the shame tachshit and the shame kishut sheboy. They said, but make sure you're not wearing it when you go out to the Rishus HaRabim. They ask the haitzah. That means you should not carry this out to Rishus HaRabim. That means if they would ask to wear it, so then it's a psadimyan to the minchas chinuch. But if b'Rishus HaYochid one is permitted to, or Isha is permitted to wear a tachshit, so you're allowed to wear it. No, pshat is you're not allowed to walk out into the Rishus HaRabim while it's on you. So it's an iser to go out to the Rishus HaRabim, but it's not an iser lehiskashay. It's not an iser that this is not wearable. If that is true, if it's mutar b'Rishus HaYochid, I'm not clear on this. But al kaponim, if it would be mutar b'Rishus HaYochid, so then we could say bechlal tachmit ha-machlekes ha-rishayim. Then bechlal it's not shver. If it's also to wear a filo b'shus ha-yochid, it's done that mevissen what the chilek between these tachshitim and a mano that is also in Yom HaKippurim. If it is also b'shus ha-yochid, done that mevissen. Zog the Gemara weiter. Klila was a different type, was also a choshev tachshit, but it wasn't as choshev as a ir shel zok. Rav osa u'shmuel shol. So here we have machlokes Rav u'shmuel. Now there were two types of klila. Now let us explain. Let us see Rashi. klile al padachto ikosh rosa mi oizen loizen, yei shekuloi tas zov. One was made out of the whole klile was pure gold. V'yei she'oizen mi meshi, it was a silver band, a silken material, tovoi im azov, and there was some zov stuck into it, into the aces. The yisod of the tarshit was silk, and there was some zov stuck into it. Oh. So the Gemara says as follows. Da'a nischa. So what's the nischa? So Rashi says, tasa osi kuli min nischa. It was made out of pure gold, ein nizov e kesef, dovo hanita, kulal maloi pligi da osa. Then according to everyone, it's osa. Migu de choshev, this is geval de choshev, gzeire, dilme, shalfe, umachvai. So she might go and show it. So that's posa. Posa. Da nischa kulal maloi pligi da osa. Ki pligi da arukse, da machloikis is da arukse. So Rashi says, what's da arukse? Ritzue, this is a ritzue made out of meshi. Shemitzu yeres bizo, ubavonim toiveis. So memele, there's the machloikis Rav Shmuel. Mar sovar, so you have here a silk piece of material that has some zot, navonim toiveis, inside of it. But it's not pure zot. Mar sovar anisra iker, that in this beged, so the main part is the anisra. So Rashi says, anisra, the isbe iker. That means that the iker is the gold there. You can't have pure gold, aber kaponim, the gold ornamentation that is stuck into this silk, that's the ikar of the tashe. Umach vilei. And so she's gonna go and show it. Umar sova arukse hu ikar. That the ikar is the arukse. Hu ikar didei. Vilei choshiv lei. Vilei mach vilei. There's nothing what to show. Some say the piece of silk, there's nothing but to show. That's what the Gemara says. But Migahar Takashe, we heard a Gemara before, the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph explains what is Sarvite. So, Sarvite Namagin Lo Ad Lechoyel. Was something, Savitin was a psatashit, she was kaisha al roisha, and it hung down till the cheeks. And so the Gemara says as follows, Omar Ravune, Aniyais oisen oiso shalmini tzevoinim, Ashiris oisen oison shal kesa vishal zov. Now this Savitin, everyone wore Savitin, but the oifen that was made, there was, one could afford, they made out of kesa vishal zov. One couldn't afford, they made it shalmini tzevoinim. So we had mentioned when we learned the Gemara that the Ritve and the Taisus Arosha's Pshat, what does the Gemara want to tell us? The Gemara tells us as follows. Chazal Aser Tzavitim. Tzavitim is a tarshit, that they're gonna, it is a gzere. She might go and take it off and show off with it. And each one to his own means. And Aniyah, she doesn't have gold and silver to show off, but she has, it's a colored tarshit. It's begodim tzevainim, she'll show off with the begodim tzevainim. The ashiris, that's nothing to show off with. By them, they'll show off with the kesef shelzo. So it'll come out of an ashire that would wear a salve, would be permitted to wear a salve, shall big day tzevainim, because by her, it's nothing to show off with. Fine. But an aniyah lemaise is also to wear a minei tzevoinim. So, was tutzach do? There's a machlekes over here, if arukse marsover nisre ike, marsover arukse ike. So I feel you say arukse iker, the iker is not the gold, the iker is the silk with The Iker is the Beged, but it shouldn't be worse than Bigdei Tzivayinim. Bigdei Tzivayinim, without any studded gold there, it's something to, there was a Gzeira by Bigdei Tzivayinim. Why over here that Atach Gold Eichet, I feel it's not the Iker, so why is it that, that they want Geyser? Unless you'll say that, could be over here, this Bigdei Tzivayinim was in Yesod HaTachshit. The Bigdei Tzivayinim was HaTachshit. No, it was a Tachshit to my relative. For Anias, Bigdei Tzivayinim is also a Tachshit. So Mamela, they showed off with this Tachshit. Over here, could be that if the Ika was the Arukse, the Rukse could be, for some reason, wasn't a Tachshit. I mean, the Rukse was zicher nothing but to show off with. It's going to have silk shmate, why it was put there, to make sure that the Tichel, Riksach, Nisharno Klov, why it was worn. Could be the gold, the small pieces of gold was only put there, it shouldn't look too drab, it should look at Pesavn Pesatzure, but it wasn't something to show off with. That means, it could be the Aruksa was worn for a different purpose. The Aruksa mitzad asma, there was nothing to show off with. It was worn for a different purpose. And the gold, the little pieces of gold that were there were only, that it shouldn't look too bad. But it, Al Kaponim, for some, somehow, some way it seems that the Aruksa is Al Kaponim, if the Aruksa is Ikea, that's better than Bigdei Tzivayinim. Rav Ashi, so Mamela we hear as follows. We hear there are machlokes between Rav and Shmuel if Klila is Asa, Rav Asa and Shmuel was Mata. The Gemara said in the first Lashon, the Anischa is Zichar Asa, this is Zichar Atachshit, that's the Dilma Asa L'Mishlofer Machvi. The Shaila is, by Arukse, what is the Iker of the Arukse, if the Nisra is the Iker, so it's weiter Atachshe. If the Arukse is the Iker, it's not Atachshe. Rav Ashi Masne Lekula. The Arukse, the Kulaum, Loipligi, the Shari. Arukse, Zichemut, there is no Shaila, Arukse Iker. Kipligi, the Anisra. The whole Machloikis, Rav Ishmu, is by Anisra. Mar Sovar, Rav hold dume shalfe machve ve osil asuye. It's a tachshit. It's zich a tachshit. Omar sover man darko le meifek bechlile ishe chesuve. Ishe chesuve lo yisholfe machve. And this is the svore of Shmuel. As we mentioned before, the Rishonim say that this does not have a psashaychis with Rabbi Lozo before, because Irshel Zov was gewaldig choshuv, so even though she's an Isha Cheshuve, she couldn't resist showing it to somebody else. Even though it's a little bit below her dignity to take it off, Abal Kaponim, she has to show it, it's Mamish Meiridik. So Memele, that was by Irshel Zov. Klila was also choshev, but not as choshev as Il Shelzov. So here already, so Rav held, here we have a machloikis Rav Shmuel. Shmuel held, I feel according to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold, that the Chachamim hold, you don't say the Sfar of Ishek Shuve, that's after by Il Shelzov, because there she can't resist taking it off to show it. Oh, but Klila, since it's not that choshuv, her kavod comes first, and she won't go and take it off. That's the svar of Shmuel, that is matter. And Rav holds, no. Even though she's an isha choshuve, but since it's a gevaldik choshuv etachshit, she also might go and take it off. That is the machloikis Rav Shmuel. Let us see Taisvis. Man dalke lemeipek bechlila isha cheshuve. So that is the svore of Shmuel. That since an isha cheshuve wears a klila, So Memela, so there's nothing but to worry about. She won't take it off. Her pride, her dignity will hold her back from taking it off. Oy Mari, Tedavke Beklile Shori Shmuel Hoche. Shmuel was only mater a klile for an isha chshuve. V'chein Rabbi Elezer, davke be'ir shel zov, she'ein kol hanoshim regilois pehem, elo isha chshuve. This type of tachshit is only worn by anoshim chashuvis. In noshim chashuvis, past b'chlaunisht, the gzeira of dulme osi lemishlofe. Avol shal tachshite noshim, asiri afilu le'isha chshuve. But if you have another tachshit, so memele, even though, theoretically, a isha chshuve will never take it off, that's true, she'll never take it off, but the ein lechalik bein hanoshim, you can't go in the gzeiris, since lemaise, if there's a specific type of tachshit which is never taken off, because this tachshit is always worn by noshim chshuvis, and noshim chshuvis never take off a tachshit. So memela, we can make a suk, that Chazal didn't ask for this type of tachshit, because by this type of tachshit, there's no necessity to be goyzer because they don't take it off. Because only Noshim Chshuvis wear it. But when we come to normal Tachshitim, and we have some people might take it off, and some people might not take it off, so then Chazal didn't differentiate already that you'll be permitted to wear it, you won't be permitted to wear it. The Ein Lechalek Bein Hanoshim. If lemaise, this is a zach, that is olu ligzer, so memele, you don't make a difference between this person and this person. And again, from this teisvist, the Adach Samer is nochamol to be ma'irer, but which he had asked on daf nun ches amed aleph, the gemara daf nun ches amed aleph, where here it's okay, mamish teisvist says, klol this yisai that we had asked. The gemara daf nun ches amed aleph says as follows, that Amalei Shmuel Rabchinene Bar Shile Kula Rabbanu Devereish Galusa LaLifke Besar BeLichasime LeVar Minoch DeLoikopti Yalecha Devereish Galusa. That all the Rabbanu, there was a certain chosim that the Reish Galusa required the Rabbanu to put on their begodim. So the Rabbonon are not permitted to wear this beged with a chosim Shabbos because it might fall off, and if it will fall off and someone from the Reish Galusa will see them wearing the beged without the chosim, they're in hot water. So therefore, the predicament might put them into the soyin to lift up their beged, and if they lift up the beged, the oiva and the isa haitzo. So memele, therefore, they're not permitted to wear such a beged because it's olu to be lifted up if the chosim falls off. Agav Urche, we did not mention the pshat, but Rabbeinu Chananel learns a different pshat in Yene Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that the purpose of the chosim was not to show that they're under the subordinate to the Reish Galusa. The purpose of the chosim was that when you paid the taxes on the beged, they put on the chosim to show that taxes were paid on this beged. Now, if they're going to go around now without a chosim, so memele, they'll have to pay taxes again. So if they'll be walking in Shabbos, and they'll see the tax collector, they'll see someone from the Reish Galusa, in order to avoid paying taxes again, they might come and lift up the beged, they'll be mekapel the beged, and that's not derech levisha, and they'll be oivan the isa reitzo. So therefore, you're not allowed to wear this beged on Shabbos, because it's all to be mechalo Shabbos with this beged. So he told them, kol rabbonon de beresh gelusa loy livki besar belichasimi levar minoch. But you're different. You're privileged. Loy kopti aloch de beresh gelusa. So it's mamish apeladiki gemore, that the gzeira applies to everyone besides one person. By you, it doesn't apply the gzeira, so you are allowed to wear this beged. And here, Lecheira Taisa says klar that even though for the noshim cheshuveis it doesn't pass the gzeira, they'll never take off a tachshit because it's below their dignity. And the hilach alik bein anoshim, you can't go in gzeiras chazal You can't go and make a difference between this ish and this ish. Vehevi raya misoif perekire. Now, the Ri brought a raya to this yesod from a Gemara in Soif perekire. The Komar Ule matam. Ule says that even though there's an iser to wear tachshitim, it's not mukze. Hoyul ve'ike teiras keili aleim. Since it has a teiras keili, so often best since it's a klisha malach. The iser about kaponim does not have a din of eitzim bavonim. So it's not mukze because hoyul ve'ike teiras keili aleim. In fact, tachtoisus umad dochak loyma kein. If the halacha would be that there are certain people that are permitted to wear tachshitim, given the chazil and osam chshuvais, some emele, so it's poshut, it's not mukze, because this is wearable for certain people. Ba'filu l'rabon on the osri be'ir shel zov le'isha chshuve, afilu l'rabon on hu asa be'ir shel zov le'isha chshuve, moide b'shar tachshitim, Ali bedishmul the shari klile afilu l'rabbonon. So the Maram explains that, as we mentioned, as follows, that the whole svore that the chachomim aser, the whole svore that the chachomim aser ir shel zov, not because they don't, but they hold an ir shel zov that is so choshuv, she can't resist taking it off. But something less than an ir shel zov, that is, according to Shmuel, by a klile, or according to Rav, something less than a klile, everyone is moide that an isha chshuve loy mishal fa machve. So it comes out all normal tachshitim, or all normal tachshitim, lemaise, are wearable by an isha chshuve, since by an isha chshuve pas nisht gzeire. So why did Ule have to say, ashtik teirem, why did Ulef say Ashtik Teire that it is not Mukze because Teire's Keilalei Poshet, it's not Mukze because there are certain women who can wear this on Shabbos. So Vais Tachois, that when Chazal made a Gzeire, did not differentiate between Noshim Chshuvais in Shal Noshim. Omar Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Bar Chone Le Rav Yosef. Beferish amret lom mishmei dara kli leshori. Now, Rav Yosef became sick, and he had forgotten a lot of things that he had known before. So Rav Shmuel bar Bar Chana told him, Beferish amret lom, let's see what Rashi says. בפרש אמלו משמי דרב לפני כל יכול קודם ששכחת תלמודו כלילו שורי. You told us that Rav held that כלילו is mutter. So ממילא, what is פשט? So Rashi says Alme, Rav Ashi Ike. Rav Ashi had said that there is a כלילו that is mutter according to Rav also. The Muki plukte בדנישחה אבל ברוקת מי דרב ויקה לוקמול דידי ברוקת. So that's, in other words, what Rav Shmuel bar Bar Chana wants to say, that Rav Ashi's mahalach and the machlekes Rav Shmuel, that's the right mahalach, and there is a klila that a fellow according to Rav is muta, and that's by a hooks. Omru leila Rav, oso gavro rabe ariche lenerdoi umetaleya. A gavro rabe came to Nerdoi, he's very tall, and he limps. The Dorash, and he gave Adrosha also, Klila Shori. He said that Klila is Mutter. Omar, so Rav said, Man Gavre Rabba Ariche de Itla, who could this be? Levi. Stoma Levi came to Nerdo. Shmami noch nafshe de Rav Efes. So Levi came to Nerdo, Vaistois Rabbi Efes was Nifter, Yosef Rab Chanina Bereishe, Lehavalei Inish Lelevi Lemesiv Gabei. So Levi did not have someone to sit and learn with. Pekosi Lohoch. Let us see Rashi. What this this cheshbon of Rav was. So Rashi has it. Gavra Rave Ariche Umetalei. Levi Itla. The Achve Kide Kami the Rebbe. He once showed Rebbe how one makes the Indian of Kide, the type of Ishtachavoy, that he's not leaning on his hands, he's only leaning on two fingers. And he had problems getting up. Now Kaponim, he injured his back, and then that's why he limped. Noch Navshe the Rebbe Ephes. So Rashi says, Mosechus Ksubis Panoisiam Rinen, Tchishochiv Rebbe Oma Rebbe Chanina Bachomo Yeshev Barosh. Chanina Bachomo Shabi Rosh Yeshiva. V'loi kibol olav Rebbe Chanina, Shoy Rebbe Ephes, Gozol Mimenu Shtei Shon. So, past the Tarisha Bi Rosh Yeshiva, as Rebbe Ephes is not there. V'yosef Rebbe Ephes, Shtei Shon Amamach. The Yosef Rabbi Ephes Bereisha Fartek. So Rabbi Chanina Lamaise did not become Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Ephes was Rosh Yeshiva. Omitoyer Shoy Rabbi Chanina Choshu. Lai Nichnas LeBeis Medroshoy. So he didn't want to enter the Beis Medrash. He held that Hesus could be a Reina from the Beida, or the Rabbi Ephes would have to be Mechabatim, and after this is nicht, als Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Ephes darf sein, der Gräste. Oder Rebbe, als sein Kweida Teure, darf er nicht sein, als sein Nichna zu Rebbe Ephes. Und das zeige ich nicht, der Beis Medrash darf man sein, wer Rebbe Ephes ist. So, mit Meile, loi Nichna zu Rebbe Beis Medrash. Wo je Yoshe vachutz. So, he didn't go to the Beis Medrash. Und mischem Kweida, Yoshe vlei Levi jetzle. Das ist lernen allein. So, Levi also didn't go to the Beis Medrash. He learned together with Rabbe Chanina. So that was Rav's conclusion. So what did Rav say? So Rav said, so Shema Mino Noch Nafshi the Rabbef. So by his Rabbef is Nifti Geborin. V'yosiv Rav Chanina Bereishe. Now Rav Chanina became Rosh Yeshiva. L'hava Yinish L'meisiv Gabe V'kosi Lohche. Zogt Rashi. V'kosi Lohche. Why didn't he go into the Beis Medrash now? Shloi hoi Rab Chanina God loi menu. Loi b'toire v'loi b'shon. Loi nekev loi levi. So my male levi also couldn't go into the Beis Medrash. Al t'chavruse him and Rab Chanina were gewaldig. But he should come into the Beis Medrash and Rab Chanina is Rosh Yeshiva t'chaych nishkaim pshat. Is my male, so therefore bo leka. Dos is pshat. So my male, zoi, that's how Rav understood the actions of Levi. Praktige Morge, wir dulme noch nafsche der Rab Chanina. Efsche verkehrt. Efsche Rab Chanina ist nifte geworden. Rab Efes ke de koi koi. Rab Efes noch weiter Rosh Yeshiva. Rab Chanina was nifte. Aber lahavu la yinish lo levi la meisir gabei. Because he lo hochis. That's why he came here. He lost his chavruse. Rab Chanina ist nicht da. So te gemoa misa der Rab Chanina shochiv levi le Rab Efes meichav havakayev lei. So Rav Ephes wollte reingegangen in den Beis Medrash. So, he was older than him. So Memele Levi Rav Ephes Mekev Avekayev Lei Sherei Zoken Mimenu. He was older than him. So Meis Tachoyis. So they would go in. Chodsh the film that could fashtein do the Inyonim do is this Rav Ephes was older than Rav Chanina. Rav Ephes was older than Rav Chanina also. Rav Chanina didn't go in. And though Levi was equivalent to Rab Chanina, as we had Rashi before, it seems, Shlohei Rab Chanina God lomena loy b'toyre v'loy b'shonim. So memele, loy b'toyre v'loy b'shonim. So they were the same age. So Levi and Rab Chanina were equivalent. And Rab Chanina wouldn't go in to Rav Ephes, even though Rav Ephes was 2.5 years older than him, but he wouldn't go in. Now, Levi is the same age as Rav Chanina, but after he came, he would go in to Rav Ephes. Avos, Shreizokim imenu. I'm good for staying, I don't understand Claude the Cheshbon though, about Pesach Nish. About Kaponim, That's what Rav said. Levi would go into Rav Epes. Make him have a kayif lay. Visu, that's one cheshbet. So Manel, if he came here, Mistame, Rav Epes is niftigavon. Visu, and then zukt Rav noch a cheshbet. Rav Chanine loy sagi de loy molech. Sicher Rav Epes wird starben vor Rav Chanine. Der Rav Koneche nafshe der Rebbe Oma Chanine Berab Chome Yosef Beroish. Rebbe hat gesagt, das soll werden Rosh Hashive. Ich sieh bu Tzadikim batik zoim ava yokam loch. If Rebbe says Rav Chanine should be Rosh Hashive, but Rav Chanine sein Rosh Hashive. So there's no shayl Rav Efes will sicher die before Rav Chanine. There's no shayl about it. So memeile, so das ist sicher pshat. Dorash Levi bin Ardo, Lila Shot. That's this memory before. Nofik Esrin Varbo Klili Mikulin Erdo. So that Shabbos, this is given the Shabbos Agodol Drosha, Klili Shore, the next Shabbos, they counted the Klilis that were walking in the streets, 24 Klilis in Gantz Erdo. Mikulin Erdo. The door was a riesige Stot. There were 24 Klilis. Dorish Rabbe Baravu b'mechuze klili shori, v'notki tamne sori klili mechodo mevue. From one mavoi, 18 klilis came out. So based on before the Roiski kang in Gant mechuze, toizent a klilis. So what's pshat in this gemore? Shein am Eisele. What's pshat? So Rav Moshe says, shtei toch Roiski chedushim do. He says pshat is like this. What's the chiluk tushishim mechuz in Erdo? The chiluk tushishim mechuz in Erdo was as follows. In Erdo, the panosa wasn't so good in Erdo. So you can only find in Gantz Erdo 24 noshim ashiris. That's all you could find. You couldn't find more than that. Because again, shvacha panosa. In mechuzah, Baruch Hashem, things were going good in mechuzah. So there were thousands of women that wore klilis. So Amosha Tainis Lachaire the musig of Ein Dalke, who wears a klila, the whole heter is a Isha Chshuva. So one would think that Isha Chshuva sounds like this. If you have 24 Ashiras in the ganzen Ador, that's called an Isha Chshuva. So in the middle of there you have a heter to wear a klila. In Mechuzah, Reiv of the Noshim could afford a klila. Good, it was a luxury. Reiv of the Noshim, thousands of Noshim wore it. Fa'afal Pikain, you also have this heter of me, the who wears a klila, Isha Chshuve. So Memela Nichshe Chshuve will not be Sholof HaMach. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, which is a Gevaldike Chiddush. Zot Rashi, Zot the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav, Shmuel, Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav Shmuel, Kamre Shori. Now what's a Kamre? Zogt Rashi, Avnei Choshev, a very Choshev belt. Yesh oisen oisoi tas shel zov. The whole thing is made out of gold. Yesh oisen oisoi ritzuis. It's a ritzuis shel oir or shel beged. Mishbetzoi so ba'avonim kvuim bo. Nidiz muta, ike da amri da arukse. Others say da arukse is muta. But Omar Rav Safre midi dahave atalis mushevet. The ike da amri da anisre. But Omar Rav Safre midi dahave a avnei shel meloch. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Midi dahave, so if it's talking about a rukse, midi dahave atalis mushevet, that is a tachshit and it is mutter. ולמישלך וחבו יאינם אלי חשינה, שאין דרך להתר איזוירי בשוק, ויפלו בגודו. So now we have to understand what state on the Gemara. What is the Gemara do machadish given? The Gemara says that Arukse is Mutter. So what is the Chiddush? So my state is from Rashi, and that's how the Ritz is Mavaya Rashi, that the Gzeire of Osi, that he might, she might go and take it off, that something is Dovah Staren. It's no Shail, she's not going to take it off. It's just a beggar that one cannot afford to take off. Yeah, so Mamela, so that's no Chiddush. So what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is the Have Tashit Vishori. By Stois, there'd be a Svore to say that it's a Masui. That would be the Svore. This is Episazoi, the Have Amina would be that it's a Masui. And the Teret, and the Chiddush is, the Have Tachshit Vishori. That is the Chiddush. We have to understand good what the Have, why it should be a Masui, but there would be such a Have meaning, that it should be a Masui. It's Kamash Malon, the Have Tachshit Vishori. And in the Gzeira of Tachshitim, it doesn't go in because the Pasnish, the Gzeira. That's in the first Mahalach. The second Mahalach is, that they were matter anisre. Anisre is gor achidish. Midi dahave aavneit shol melochim. She osui, Rashi says, kuloi denisre, v'chol Yisrael b'nei melochim ruyem loy. Which be'etim is a machlikas tanoim, if you say kol Yisrael b'nei melochim. But al kaponim fakel, this tano is kol Yisrael b'nei melochim, so it's also the Chiddush. It's also a Chiddush that it has a Teiris Malbush. Other Rishayin Mach say it's not a Masri, it's not Laharis Oysher, that's the Gautel of a Melech. And call Yisrael B'nai Melochim. Let us see Teifet. A'avneit Shol Melochim, She Malbusham Hu, this is their malbush. Ve'ein lahem avnei tachet. They don't have a different avnei. So memele it is muta. Ochenami shori haikam gale'itze. The malbusha hi. It's her malbush. Loi mishalfe umachvai. So what is Taisvis telling us over here? So there's a psalmaloi haroyim. Malay wants to say pshat and taisvus as follows. Kosvu kain lefi shitas rabbeinu tam. The machlokes harishonim, the Mishnah says, b'ma isha yoytze, b'ma isha eina yoytze. So the Mishnah spoke about noshim. So the shayla is, what about anoshim? So other Rishonim hold that our Noshim are also not allowed to wear Tachshitim. No, the Mishnah spoke about Noshim because B'derech Klal Noshim wear Tachshitim. But in Achanami, our Noshim are also the Gzeira that applies by Noshim applies by our Noshim also B'Tachshitim, with their Tachshitim. The Rabbi Netam held Netazoi. By our Noshim, there's B'chlal no Gzeira of Dume, Shalfe V'Ose Lachbuye. This is only the Yerushalmi says, Noshim ha-shachtzoniyos, the Balei Gaive, they like to show off. Anoshim, it's not there, they don't do such things. So Mamela, they never hassled the Tachshitim by Anoshim. So Mamela, so now the Malay Reim wants to say Pshat and Toysvis. Kosvu Kain, Lefishitas Rabbeinu Tam. The sphere lay the be'ish mutter kol atachshitim amurim be'mishne. The loy shola for machvi. V'ayim beran shekosav, the hoche loy mishum tachshit boi lemeisa, rak mishum masri, fava osar af le'ish. So that was the shakla v'talya. The shakla v'talya was, is this, for some reason, there was a suffix if this was a malbish or not. This was a malbush. So memele, so the chiddush is, a'av midi da'havi a'avnit shel melochim, shemalbushamu. This is their malbush. Ve'ein lehem avnit acher. So memele, this is their malbush. So the shayla was, the whole shayla was, if it is a teiris malbush. It's a chinami, shori aika mara le'itze, the malbusha hi, it's a malbush. Then Taisus vav terayin, v'loi mishalfe u'machvaya. She won't go and show it. So l'chayre, you have to understand how this works. Poshit Rabbeinu Tam, Poshit Dachsim and Rabbeinu Tam held that Rabbeinu Tam Dachsim brought a guy from this Gemara. The whole pilpul was, is it a malbush? It's not a malbush. Aye, what's with the Dilma Osi Leshalfe? So by Azoche Bechlal is no Gzeire. That's the beginning of Taisvis. The beginning of Taisvis is that Vakel Tachidish is Shemal Bushamu. That's Tachidish. Eis the Gemara wasn't a foul for Bechlal in the Gzeire. Because speaking about Schorim, then I don't understand. The end of Taisus, Taisus says, that it's Mutzah Fanisha also, the Malbushi, Loi Mishal Famachvi. Seems there's Tamazayip's a reason that she won't go and take it off. So Hot Mishan Baitanish Karaya by Azocha. I mean, the same reason that applies by Anisha applies by Anish. Let us see the Gemara further. So the Gemara says, "Amar Ravina l'Ravashi kamre ilavi hemyonamai." What if they put a kamre ilavi hemyonam? That will be the din. And for the Gemara, "Amar leit hetrei hemyoni kamre to wear two belts." That's the chalos. Zogt Rashi, Chayim Yoni Kamre, Ravadei Masayu, Ve'osa, Loshin Talmidei Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Bar Yehuda. Ve'talmidei Rabbeinu Alevi, Motzosi, Muta. That it's Muta. Okay, two belts, what should be the Shaila? Ve'rishin Nirali, Mishum Degabi Atzolos Leike, Monina l'Rabbi Yosi Shmoina Osa Kalim, that a person is permitted to put on and wear. V'hosam chad chogor hu de manina, ki wear one galbo. V'chok yisvei ha-kodesh. V'shnei chagur ishoi l'chadchila, nimnei hosam trei. So since you can only wear one, by so she cannot wear two galtlach, one on top of the other. Zog toisvis trei amyoni kamres, loshen echad perish bekuntres l'issa. Aval gav the choshev bepeire kol kitzvei biyutches kelim punde vichogu upeirish hosam bekuntres the punde hu eizel. So you see, punk fakel. The raya is fakel that he's wearing two gal. Ainu ki goin shesh beged mafsik bentayim. The punde is holding one beged and there's a beged mafsik and then the chogu is holding another beged. Aval treyem yone zel gav. Zel osa. Leidomi lekamem melbushim, shodom loivish bishvil akoyel, so that's all called derech levishe. Avot reim yonim mahanoyesh, vein derech lachgoyel, umasiyu. And this is a masi. Omar Ravashi, haire suke, I isloi mefarchayse, shori vi iloi osa. So Rashi says, resuki chatiches meil rechove, is a piece of material, part of a cloak. I islay mefachaya ritzuais tzoreis tluyes by lekoishchei bohem ulahatkos vivoisov that is not shash and might fall. Shori, the medik shapir. Palekele meichesh dulme mishteri katori venofel v'osi la'asuye. Mefachayse, so Rashi says it's a type of a string.